Well, thank you very much to Christian and to Ethan, and I hope you were listening really, really well. Now, before we bring God's message tonight, we're going to have a wee word of prayer, so let's all bow our heads and just ask God now that He'll speak to us. Boys and girls, God does speak to us, and He speaks to us in our hearts by the Bible, and that's what we're going to focus our attention on tonight. I'm not going to speak for too long. Okay, I'm asking you 15 to 20 minutes. That's not very long. Sure it's not. So let's have a wee word of prayer, and then I'll bring God's word to our hearts tonight. Father, we thank you for the children who have taken part in song, in testimony, in the memory verse, and we thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We're not here by an accident. And we thank you, Lord, we didn't just evolve out of a few speckles of dust, and we're just an accident on this earth. But we thank you that we're created by God in the image of God. We have a wonderful body. We've been made to function in so many different ways. And we thank you that we have a soul that can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, Father, bless us in the closing moments of this gospel service, and especially, Lord, as the gospel will come forth to our hearts, give us understanding. And those that have yet to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, help them to do so even this night. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, and all the older people as well in the meeting, I want you to listen very carefully. And the Bible reading tonight was about a story that Jesus told. Okay, and I'm going to tell you it very quickly, and then I have a couple of things I want to say about it. So he told a story about two men who went up into the temple to pray. Okay, now the temple, of course, was the place where the people of Christ's day and for many centuries before, that's the place they went to worship God. Okay, we come to a church building to worship the Lord, but the Jews, they went up to the temple that was at Jerusalem, and all the men among the Jews, they had to go three times a year in particular to the temple. So two men came up into the temple and they began to pray. Both of them prayed unto the Lord. Now one of them was a Pharisee, you listening? And one of them was a publican. Okay? Now one of them, the Pharisee, he began to thank God. And he wasn't thanking God for the food that he had to eat, or for the place that he had to worship, or the family he had around him. He thanked God that he was better than other people, or so he thought. And then the publican, the tax collector, he began to pray, and he prayed a very short prayer. For he looked down, he wouldn't even look up to God. He was ashamed of his sin. And he smote his breast, and he just said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus concluded the story by saying that it was the publican, the tax collector, who went down to his house justified. But the Pharisee, the man who thanked God that he was better than other people, he left the temple the way he came in, a religious sinner. Now that's the story that Jesus told. And Jesus told that story so that we could learn lessons for ourselves, and lessons about the gospel, and lessons about salvation and our eternity, and the eternity that we will spend. And as I thought about this story, and as I considered it, I realized those two men, maybe there was a big crowd in the temple that day, but Jesus picked them out. Those two men had a lot in common. Big word, similarities. Do you ever hear that word, boys and girls? Well, it just means you have something in common. Okay. So They had a lot in common, but there are also many differences. Okay, and that means that there was something different in their lives. And tonight, just for a short time, I want to mention some of the things they had in common and some of the things that they had different, the one from the other. Now, if I give you a wee illustration in this meeting tonight, say we were highlighting two men. Well, there's me in the pulpit here and there's Uncle Philip. Now, Philip and I have some things in common. We're both men. Isn't that right? I'm a man. Well, I know I'm a man, and I know Philip's a man too. So we're both men. Okay, we're both wearing a tie. We've got that in common. Okay, but we've some differences. Okay, Philip has a wee bit of hair on his head. He's a wee bit late. I don't have any. All right. Philip has no hair on his chin. He shaved his off, and I've a wee bit. So, you see, we're different. Okay, so we've things in common, and we've things that make us different. We're all unique, but we've things in common, and things we've different. Now, this is where, I want you to put your hand up. Okay, I'm going to test with the children here. If you were listening when Christian and Ethan were reading, or I was telling the story, now, can anyone name me one thing that these two men had in common? Lewis. They were both sinners. That is 100% right. In fact, that's one of the things I've written down here. Okay, and I have written down, they both entered the temple as sinners who weren't right with God. Because in verse 14, we read, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. And what Jesus is saying is that they both came into the temple sinners, but one man left as a saved sinner and the other man just left as still a sinner. So they were both sinners when they came in to the temple. That's right. Anybody else want to tell what they had in common? This wee boy here. They were both Jews. That is right. Anybody something else? I have another three written down here, and I want to see if you can get the ones I've written down. So, they came into the temple as sinners. They were both Jews. Anybody? Lewis, do you want another go? They were both men, that's right. Okay. I'm going to have to tell you these then. Both, but yes. They both prayed. That's right. They both offered prayer. I'll come to that in a wee minute. Let me tell you the first two that I have. Both believed in God. They believed that there was a God who existed in heaven. Do you know how we know that? Because it tells us in verse 10, two men went up to the temple to pray. This young fellow has told us both were praying. Well, who were they praying to? They were praying to God. And if you pray to God, that means that you believe there is a God. So both of them believed there was a God in heaven. And I think if you sat them down and asked them, they would tell you, oh yes, there's a God, and God created the world and all things that are in it, and God rules over all. They would have said, I believe in God, for they were going to the temple. The second thing they both had in common, they both went to worship God. Where were they? In verse 10, it tells us two men went up into the temple. So they both believed in God and they both came to the temple. And the temple was where God was worshipped. They had the sacrifices. The priests prayed for the people. And the temple was the place of worship. So they both believed in God. They both attended a place where God was worshipped. And then they both, as this young man has told us, are you Christian or Ethan? Christian has told us, they both prayed unto the Lord. They actually engaged, they took part in worshiping the Lord, and they both prayed. So you can see that they have a lot in common. They knew there was a God. They went to the place where God was worshipped. They actually engaged. That's just like you singing the hymns or saying prayers in church. But Jesus told us they both entered into the temple as sinners, just like Lewis. He got that one. They both came in as sinners. And you see, boys and girls, and all the adults here tonight, this story reminds us and teaches us that it's not merely knowing God exists that makes us Christians or makes us right with God. James, one of the apostles of the Lord, he said in James 2 and verse 19 that even the devils believe in the existence of God, but they're not right with Him. They're not at peace with Him. They don't experience His salvation, but they know He exists. And you see, Paul, the apostle, he wrote to a young minister, Titus, and he said in Titus 3 and verse 5, it's not of works of righteousness that we can do, but by His mercy He saves us. And He's teaching us that we could attend church. We could go up into a place where God is worshipped. We could believe in His existence. We could sing the hymns. We could pray. We could listen to a sermon. But it's not those works of righteousness that save us from our sins or make us right with God. We could engage in all these things. We could do all these things. And like these men, still be sinners. That was their similarities. Big word. Just means what they had in common. They both believed in the existence of God. They went to a place of worship. They engaged in prayer and worship. But they were both sinners. And boys and girls, you remember that none of those things make us right with God or acceptable to God. Neither differences. Okay. Were we listening? There were some differences mentioned. Do you want to tell me what the differences were? We would have come to this boy. Not a Christian. That's right. That's the third one I had. Of two others. Can you get one of them? One was a Pharisee and one was a publican. Let's start with that one first. A Pharisee, he was a very religious man. He was one who, he made sure if there was a religious rule or a religious law that he did it. And he was also someone that everybody else would have looked up to and respected. And people would have said, that's a religious man, and they would have respected him. Okay. The publican, he was a tax collector. They didn't like the tax collectors for a number of reasons, because the tax collector, well, he went to the door in those days, or you had to go and see him at his wee booth, or he had a place where you had to go and you had to pay him money, and he collected the taxes for the Romans, and the Jews didn't like the tax collectors. They thought they were traitors because they were siding with Rome, and they wanted their country back for themselves. And they also had to give them money, so they weren't too popular, and they were despised and frowned upon. And sometimes they took more money than they should have taken, and they were viewed as thieves as well, so they weren't really liked. So one was a respected man and a religious man, and one was a tax collector who was despised. They didn't really like him. Now that was the first difference. Want to try the second one? They prayed differently. That's what I have here. One prayed about himself. Can you imagine me opening the meeting in prayer and starting to pray, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like that boy Philip Harton. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like that fella. For Lord, I know what he gets up to. He acts like a big child with those children. And he's this and he's that and he's other. I think you would walk out maybe and you say, who does that boy think he is? And you've a right to do so. Well, that's what the Pharisee did. He pointed the publican out and he said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I thank you that I'm not an extortioner. That just means I don't take money where I shouldn't be getting it. And I thank you that I'm not like this and I'm like that. And Lord, do you see that publican down there? Thank you that I'm not like him. I'm so much better than him, Lord. He's very proud. That's how he prayed. Do you think God liked that prayer? No. And the other man, he came and he prayed. And he could hardly lift up his eyes to God. And he just said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, then we come to the third difference. Someone down here, forget who it was. He said, this boy here, yes, you got it. One went out forgiven. One went out saved from his sin. One went out right with God. And one went out still a sinner. And the one that went out forgiven was the one that people despised. The one that went out right with God was the one that people rejected. The one that the Pharisee thought he was better than. But he went out of God's house. And there's a word that's used in verse 14. This man went down to his house justified. Now let me explain. That's a big word. Let me explain it. It just means that we are forgiven of our sins. It means that we are accepted by God and that God accepts us as righteous. And Jesus said, this man, he came in. Listen up, we're nearly finished. He came into God's house a sinner, but he went away saved and forgiven. You see, to the boys and girls and the parents and the older folk here tonight, God's salvation happens in a moment of time. It's not something that you can work for. It's not something that you have to go through a process of many months or years to receive. It can happen just like that, in a moment of time, in a twinkling of an eye, the blink of an eye. This man came into God's house a sinner, and he went out right with God, forgiven, on the road to heaven. So what happened? What made him a Christian? What was the difference? Well, it was the prayer that he offered. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Three things in closing. His prayer, first of all, acknowledged his sin. He accepted. He wasn't saying, I'm better than this person or that person. I might not be as good as I could be, but I'm better than this one, so hopefully I get into heaven. No, he knew he was a sinner. Lord, I've sinned. Be merciful to me, a sinner. I wonder, have you accepted that you have broken God's law? That you are a sinner. It doesn't matter what everybody else has done or hasn't done. You have broken God's law, and therefore you are a sinner before him. He accepted he was a sinner. And then he realized only God could forgive him. For he said, God, be merciful to me. I can't save myself. I can't forgive my own sin. No one else can do it. The priests in the temple couldn't do it. The Pharisees couldn't do it. His friends or his parents couldn't do it. He needed God to forgive his sin. And boys and girls, only God can forgive your sin. Who can forgive sin but God only? So he recognized he was a sinner. He acknowledged that only God could forgive him. And then here's the key. He unlocked the door to heaven. He requested and asked that God would forgive him. Have you ever done that seriously and genuinely? Recognizing, Lord, I'm a sinner. I want your forgiveness. I want to be right with you. I want to have peace with you. I want to be in heaven when my life on earth is over. And boys and girls, I hope you live a long and happy life. But there's coming a day when every one of us will have to leave this world by death. And if we want to be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, when our life on earth is over, We have to genuinely and sincerely ask God to forgive us and receive us as his children. Have you done that? You can do it now. This man came into the temple, God's house, and he asked the Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God heard him, and God answered him, and God forgave him, and God sent him away, a forgiven and a saved man. Because do you know, boys and girls, and with this I finish, this verse, there's a wee promise in the Bible. It's in Romans 10 and 13. And maybe you've already learned it and been taught it. It says, whosoever, that means it doesn't matter who you are, it's for everyone, whosoever shall call, and that's what this man did, he called upon the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you call upon the Lord, he will save you from your sin. So you remember, boys and girls, we're all different, we look different. Some of us have different accents, and we're of different natures in different ways, but we've a lot of things in common. We're all sinners. The question tonight is this: will you leave this house like the Pharisee, still a sinner, or will you leave God's house tonight like the publican, a Christian, a saved sinner, and on the way to heaven?